Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host today, a little changeover, Pastor Butch Paul, as Dave could not be here today. And we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Thursday, August 10th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Melody. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing just great. Thank you very much.
I'm glad to hear that, and so am I. I have no complaints. I really don't.
Good, good, good. You got complaints. You just don't want to tell us.
Well, I don't want to. I mean, I don't want to bore people. That means, no, let's face it. I mean, I didn't bring any cheese or cheese with the wine. So
no cheese with that wine.
No cheese with the wine. No.
Hey,
I have no complaints. It was a good day. It was a day in the office. It wasn't real busy, but we had a good day, got some things done. So that's always a good thing.
That's always a good thing. Absolutely. And gold basically stayed, well, you know, we got to 1914 for gold in the New York spot price aftermarket. So we're moving on down a little bit. We had a high of 1930 pretty much when we opened. It was up positive. It was up $15 before the markets opened. We had a low of 1911, and now we're looking at 1914. Silver, the same thing, had a dip. Now I'm looking at the New York spot price markets, so they'll read a little bit differently. Had a high of 2307, and we dipped to 2259, and right now we're at 2279. Platinum was up $20, 917. Palladium was up 60 at 1330. The USDX today, of course, is stronger, 102.62, but not by a whole lot. It was down most of the day. We had crude oil drop a buck and a half at 82.84. And the paper markets today, the Dow ends slightly higher, 52 points to the upside. S&P was up 1 point. The NASDAQ was up 15, so woohoo. But Asian markets positive across the board. European markets positive across the board. 10-year yield 4.109. And we have natural gas that was down 6% at 2.774. So the July CPI report shows inflation gauge rose 3.2%, which was less than expected. And from a year ago, the core CPI ran at a 12-month rate of 4.7, also below estimates. Almost all of the monthly inflation increase came from shelter costs, which rose 0.4% and were up 7.7% from a year ago. You had real wages adjusted for inflation that increased 0.3% on the month and were up 1.1% from a year ago. And while inflation has come well off its 40-year highs of mid-2022, it's still way above the 2% level where the Federal Reserve wants it. And so that was pretty much it in a nutshell, as they say. This was all reported by the Bureau of Labor Statistics today. Let's exclude food and energy. That increased 0.2% for the month, matching the estimates. And so you had markets, they kind of reacted a little bit positively to the report. But the Dow Jones was actually up more than 200 points earlier in the day. So it did come around, you know, quite a bit. Food prices climbed 0.2% on the month. And the BLS said energy increased just 0.1%, even though crude oil prices surged during the month. So I would think that we would see the, you know, maybe in the next months. Used vehicle prices declined 1.3%. Medical care costs were off fractionally. Airlines fell 8.1% on the month. But that was the same in June. So prices are still relatively high. You know, in shelter, which is very important. Used cars, maybe not so much. So we're seeing a little bit of change, but I think they'll still have to continue to raise rates. And I don't think there was really anything too exciting in that report. It just gives you an idea of what they're lying to us about. Right, Butch?
You mean you don't trust them? After all these years reporting us, and you don't trust them yet? Gee whiz.
I do.
It's not like they ever lied to us before or anything.
Of course not. Here was an interesting one. Hey, if you like bacon, bacon. I love that commercial for the dogs. Bacon. Anyway, bacon prices did drop by the most in 8 years last month. But they're saying that it's only going to be a relief is going to be temporary. Now, listen to get this. Money-losing hog farmers are cutting back herds. Top pork producer Smithfield Foods, which I think is owned by the Chinese, this week said it would close 35 hog farms.
Wow.
And lay off 92 workers in Missouri. Tyson Foods reported a $74 million loss in its pork segment in the second quarter. It says the problem is that people love bacon and little else of the hog. Many pork cuts other than belly struggled to compete against chicken and beef. Herd cuts now elevate risks for higher costs in the months. Already wholesale prices for pork belly, which is sliced into bacon, have surged to the highest level since last year's record high. So for now, you can find a bargain for bacon. Prices for bacon and related products fell nearly 11% in July from a year ago. This is the largest drop since 2015. Again, all of this is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We saw milk fall the most in 5 years, while egg costs declined a little bit more, easing what has been the worst food inflation in decades. So prices are still high, and you know, it's true. For so many years, they told us not to eat pork.
Yep, they did.
You know, don't eat it. It's bad for you. And so that's huge, though. 35 hog farms.
But Tyson's also shutting down 4 more chicken plants.
Yep.
So that, are we overstocked on food? Is that why they're closing? They're making too much of it? Or what's going on here?
I don't know. You got millions of illegals coming in, so it's not like our population's declining at all.
Well, so the demand. You have to wonder, though, I mean, if there's demand for it. I mean, obviously, people are still eating, but have the prices got so high they can't afford it? So Tyson's actually not selling enough, or what's going on? I mean, why are they closing all these plants? Is the demand for food dropping? I don't think so. What's the real reason behind it?
Well, that's what they did say is people aren't buying like for the pork.
Well, you know, I don't eat pork, but if the prices are too high, and they probably are for most people.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean,
well, look
even
what happened
chicken.
To bacon.
Yeah, exactly. And even eggs.
Even eggs.
I mean, chicken is a common, used to be a very inexpensive meal for everybody. Everybody could afford a chicken. But apparently they're not, and Tyson's closing down chicken plants, hog plants, everything else. So go figure. Or are they actually trying to make a food shortage? You just don't know because anything's possible nowadays.
I mean, it's
unbelievable.
You know, it is. It's kind of scary when you're seeing them. But that only means one thing. That doesn't mean prices are going to drop.
No. If anything, it's going to increase them.
You'd think. Even with shutting down the workers and the farms and so forth, you'd think it'd still increase them, the prices.
You would think so. You would definitely think so. So I don't know, Melody. It's just nothing makes much sense anymore. I mean, when a nation that's food prices so high people can't afford it, and there's supposed to be food shortages all over the world, yet factories are shutting down because they're not making enough money, I don't quite get it. I don't quite get it. I don't understand. Maybe are the factories absorbing the losses? I don't think so. Businesses don't generally absorb all the losses. They have to make a profit. So I don't know, Melody. This is a tough question. But that means a lot less meat on the tables for people in this country, just on those plants alone.
It's probably helping the climate, right?
That's what it is. That's what it is. And we also know cattle farmers are slaughtering off cattle because they're dying. You know, they couldn't feed them there. The droughts and things they're killing the cattle herds. Yeah. And worldwide, they're shutting down farms. They're literally shutting them down.
Yeah.
So there's a reason for this, and I don't think we know the extent of it. But after a while, you have to start seeing a pattern come around here because rice producers, covered them in, rice producers are collapsing, wheat producers are collapsing, and the population in the world still 8 billion people. So how are we going to feed them? Wow.
Good question. I guess we won't. They won't be here, so we don't have to worry about feeding them, I guess.
Unbelievable stuff. But anyway...
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
It is interesting.
And, you know, so it was a kind of slow day with everything that's happening in Hawaii and everything. I think all eyes have been watching that to see the horror of what's happening over in Hawaii. And so it was kind of the big day was the inflation gauge.
And I did some digging to find out some more information, and we'll get this in a little bit. The war news, not between Ukraine and Russia, but other parts of the world are really increasing right now. Really increasing. It's not looking good anywhere in the world as far as peace among societies, and we'll discuss that when we get to it in a little bit here.
Yeah. So. And here, there's an article out of Financial Times, and you know it's. I'm not going to touch on it, but to me, it just, along with the drugs and in these streets and what we're seeing and so forth, it's about the dark side of the U.S. sports betting boom. I mean, people are just going nuts and crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Drugs. I mean, it's, and you know what? They're still saying legalize it. It's like, okay, look around you. Legalizing isn't the solution to the problem. They think it is. Take the criminal element out of it. No. The criminal element doesn't matter anyway. So that's not going to be the solution. When city governments allow people just to lay in the streets and shoot up
and provide needles for them.
And provide needles and drugs. Yeah. I mean... I'm not sure what the solution is, but I do know it's not the legalization of more drugs. And betting is the same. Look at all the lives that are being ruined by people who are betting online and so forth. You don't hear the stories about that. It's just like you don't hear the stories about the kidnapping, the trafficking of people across the border. And that the U.S. is... I don't know. Maybe the U.S. is the biggest of it anymore?
The U.S. is the biggest consumer of that in any nation in the world.
Yeah. And everything is okay. Everybody's okay with all of this. Every politician in D.C. is okay with it. They're still running around trying to connect the dots with Hunter and his dad.
Yes.
To keep everybody on the edge of their seats, distracted. So they don't have to do anything else. It's just truly amazing, Butch. It really is.
It is. It is. The ignorance and apathy of the people in this country is really amazing. Ignorance and apathy, it is what it is. And I don't like to, it isn't polite to talk about maybe, but it is what it is. I mean, people just don't seem to have a desire to want to know anything more or even care about it. Maybe they're overloaded. I don't know. I don't know. Could be.
Well, there's a lot to be said. There's nothing we can do about it. So if you can do anything about it, you do have a tendency to, you know.
You know, I've always felt like it's my responsibility to try to warn the people anyway. I mean, if the house is about burned, maybe I can't stop it, but if somebody's in there asleep, I want to try to get them out of there. You know, that's the point. I can't save the house. Maybe I can save a life.
Yeah, by turning the blind eye to everything, that's why we are in the boat that we're in.
That's exactly right. It is.
Really, I mean, and you're right, sharing the knowledge and for people, there's people who do want to hear it, but they just, nobody talks about it anymore, and that's all part of the design. You know, if you talk about it, that means you're a wacko.
And you're not being politically correct.
You're not politically correct, exactly.
Just the way it is. So anyway.
You know, and I said to somebody today, I says, I get so sick and tired of hearing, especially from the Democrats, be kind. Be kind, be nice, be kind, be nice. But yet, these same Democrats, if you go to any retail store, to post office, or anything else, these people are anything but nice anymore.
That's true.
And yet they're the loudest ones who claim to be nice. Be nice. Ugh, it just makes me sick. Anyway, what's next?
There's a lot. And I will start with this because that was kind of interesting. If you and I were to sit down and discuss which cities in the country are the most dangerous ones to live in, we could pick out some ones. We know first pop of mind, of course, be like New York, Chicago, whatever. And one way that's true, I suppose. But per capita is a whole different ballgame. Now you think in Chicago, because 40 were shot last weekend, that per capita probably they're worse too because of, you know, there's so many of them. But that's not true. When I found that the 10 most dangerous cities to live in, I was shocked, Melody. I mean, it really was. You never guess in 10 years what the first most dangerous city to live in is, the least safe town to live in. Now, this is, I'm going to tell you, this is true. Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Would you believe that?
Yeah.
Would you? Okay. Number two, Monroe, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Number two, Houma, Louisiana.
Yep.
Number four, Alexander, Louisiana. Don't move, Louisiana. But anyway, number five, Wilmington, Delaware. Number six, Texarkana, Texas. Number seven, Petersburg, Virginia. Number eight, Saginaw, Michigan. Number nine, Youngstown, Ohio. Number 10, Flint, Michigan. Actually, it's 15 altogether. Number 11, Salisbury, North Carolina. Number 12, Portsmouth, Virginia. Number 13, Atkins, South Carolina. 14, North Little Rock, Arkansas. And 15, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They're the most dangerous cities to live in. I really wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought all of them would have been up further up north. But we're talking about South Carolina, Texas, Virginia, North Carolina, but and Arkansas, Pine Bluff, being the most dangerous town to live in. I wouldn't have thought that. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that. Just point of interest.
Well, I think you have just a lot of, you know, the criminal elements as far as look at, you know, I mean, I didn't realize that there's places in New Orleans that they actually have signs that say do not go beyond this point because the crime beyond those points are so terrible.
Wow.
And you're not safe. So you go to the end of the street and there's a sign there that says do not venture any further. But we're going to venture into a break right here, so we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
And welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And we're in the second break.
Yep.
Butch?
I promised yesterday, right before we went off the air, I was going to talk about how much inflation the Fed, F-E-D, has caused since its inception in 1913. I'm going to share three different articles here to tell you, give you an idea of the cost. That's what's happened for us to do away with real money. Now, those of us who looked into this, probably it's not going to be any surprise, but this is in writing. It can be proven now. The Fed hits 3,000% inflation. The U.S. economy was pushed into two extremes during the pandemic recession and subsequent recovery. The unemployment rate peaked at 14.7%, the highest in the post-World War period. Inflation reached its highest rate in 40 years, prompting the Fed to raise short-term interest rates to their highest level since 2007. As of June, the economy hit another dubious milestone. Inflation has now reached 3,000% under the Federal Reserve. Let that sink in, folks, under the Federal Reserve. They're supposed to be here to save some inflation and depression. Yeah, right. The Federal Reserve Act was passed by Congress in December 1913. And the regional Federal Reserve banks opened for business in November 1914. Comparing the price level at the end of 1914 to the level today tells us how much total price inflation the U.S. economy has experienced under the Fed. The Consumer Price Index is the most widely used and longest-running measure of the U.S. price level, but there are disagreements about the accuracy of historical CPI. measuring worth aggregates, macroeconomic data such as interest rates, economic production, and the price level from the most reliable historic sources. Historical CPI data from measuring worth show that the U.S. price level rose by 2,920.2% from 1914 through 2022. While the measuring worth data set provides only annual data, we can add monthly data for the current year from the official CPI data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. According to BAS data, the CPI rose 2.7% in the first half of 2023. That brings the total inflation of the Fed to 3,000.2%, folks, under the Fed. Now, in 1914, we took a little trip. No, that's a different song. Anyway, in $100 in 1914, Melody, what would you guess it would take? What would you guess it would take to be the same amount for $100 in 1914? What do you think it would be today to match that, $100?
For $100?
Yeah, 1914. What do you think take to match that?
Oh, $100 in 1914 would be the same today as probably $10,000.
Well, not quite, but you were close. It went up 3,000%. $100 in 1914 is worth $3,056.91 today.
Oh.
Now think about that. So if you had $1,000, you could buy a little house for $1,000 back in, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm. You could.
Okay. Now, 1964, why is that important? It was the last vestige of real money in this country left in 1964. They still had silver coins.
Mm-hmm.
1964 dollar. Today, in today's equivalent, is $986.81. Melody, that is a disaster to the economy. 1964 U.S. dollars would take almost a thousand of them to equal $1 in 1964. Isn't that amazing?
It truly is.
I mean, I can remember this because I'm old. 12 hot dogs for $1 because they were backed by silver. You can still buy 12 hot dogs for $1, can't you, Melody, if you have real money?
Yep, sure can.
You still buy a gallon of gas 20 cents if you have real money. Is that fair?
That's fair.
So you see, folks, it's not because something is, it's not because anything is lacking and we don't have the production, don't have the goods. We don't have any money. Fiat currency has destroyed the economy. It's just that simple. It is not rocket science. Anyone has in common sense already knows anything about the Bible. Christ was sold not for 30 Federal Reserve notes, but for 30 pieces of silver. Folks, this is something that we got to, no point getting why the churches don't teach this, but they don't. We have been totally taken down through our ignorance and apathy. Inflation causes debt. Debt causes credit, and credit destroys the economy. Melody, is that about as clear as I can put it?
It's pretty clear to me. Our listeners are fairly smart, too, so yeah, it's got to be really clear to them, too.
So these are not things that should be too complicated for anyone that that wants to understand this. As a matter of fact, from time to time, I take 100 eagles with me to the church in a plastic bag. I take along a 1954 $100 bill, which says this is redeemable in silver or money, lawful money. I take along a 1930-some dollar bill, a silver certificate. Then I take along the Federal Reserve note. I explain that this bag of silver eagles is $100. We'll say real money, about one ounce per coin. And they're worth over $3,000 today. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
Folks, that's where we are. But we'll move on to something else. But I'm just dumbfounded that pastors don't teach the churches about real money, because we live in this world, folks, and we're dealing in unjust weights and measures. We cursed ourselves with a dollar bill. That's not a dollar bill at all. It's a Federal Reserve note, piece of paper. We cursed ourselves. That's what the Bible says. We cursed ourselves. It's an abomination before God, but we've done it. But guess what? Now, this should make the people in New York State feel better, Melody. New York Governor Kathy Hochul cheers mass immigration as boon for business. There you go. Now, she just held the whole problem. New Yorkers shouldn't be crying about this because it's going to help them. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is enthusiastic about mass immigration to the sanctuary state as boon for businesses, hoping for an endless flow of foreign workers to hire, even as officials in New York City suggest they are at a breaking point. Oh, my gosh. In a press conference this week, Hochul seemingly spun as a positive the fact that thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens, often with no means to support themselves, are arriving in New York City, or New York every week, as New York City Mayor Eric Adams has said the city is in crisis. Mass immigration, Hochul said, is a boost for the business community, looking to have an ever-growing pool of foreign workers to hire for relatively low wages. Yep, they're sleeping on the streets in front of businesses and doing drugs and prostitution, so they're really good for business. I can't tell you how many people have said to me, I need him in my North Country Lake Placid Hotel, a restaurant over in Syracuse, a nursing home on Long Island, Hochul said. There are so many jobs that they should be absorbed into our economy so easily. Rather than stemming the flow of illegal immigration in the United States and the Mexico border, Hochul called on President Joe Biden to provide on a mass scale temporary protective status, TPS, to work permits so work permits can be readily available to border crossers and illegal aliens once they are released into the U.S. interior. Melody Cedarstrom, how below stupid can you get? How far below that can you get?
Well, obviously, it got really low. But, yeah, I mean, it really is amazing. And you know what the most thing is about? You know, the sanctuary cities, they want them all. And she thinks it's great that they're coming to the city and so forth and whatnot. They welcome these in, thinking that it's great for business. And they can hire these people. And the key words there are low wages.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yet they're overrunning the city with prostitution, drugs.
Yep.
And it's good for
business.
But
they can hire people for low wages. Now, how good is that for your city?
This is the state of affairs of a nation when we have so-called elected leaders like this in office. That speaks very, very poorly of the citizens of this country, to tell you the truth. It does. Anything you want to add to that?
No. I said what I wanted to say.
Okay. 9 signs that the U.S. consumer is about to break. When the U.S. consumer is in healthy financial shape, the outlook for the U.S. economy is generally positive. But just like we witnessed prior to the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009, when the U.S. consumer is not in healthy financial shape, bad things tend to happen. Unfortunately, the numbers are telling us that the current conditions are eerily similar to what we experienced during the run-up of the Great Recession. Households don't have enough money coming in, debt levels are soaring, delinquency rates are rising, and tens of millions of us are just barely scraping by month to month. The following 9 signs that the U.S. consumer is about to break, and here they are. Now, I'm going to go in detail. Each one of them has some detail. I'm just going to read the headline, that's part of it. After adjusting for inflation and taxes, household income in the United States has fallen 9.1% since April 2020. That's a cut, going on 10% cut to income. That's a cut. Yeah, it is. Credit card debt, we all know this, has surpassed the $1 trillion mark for the first time ever. The average rate of interest on credit card balances is over 20%. That is financially crippling millions of our fellow citizens. Over 20%. Credit card delinquency rates are hitting levels that we haven't seen in more than a decade. The number of Americans that are making emergency withdrawals from 401k plans is absolutely surging. Over the past year, it has become much more expensive to purchase a home. The nationwide average rent-to-income ratio has been over 30% for the past 2 years. This is the first time in U.S. history that this has ever happened. It takes 30% of every dollar you make just to pay your rent. It is being reported that vehicle repair costs have gone up almost 20% over the past year. A whopping 69% of all U.S. consumers that live in urban areas are currently living paycheck to paycheck. Yeah, I say the consumer's about ready to break, Melody. What do you think?
Well, it certainly sounds that way. And these are the things that we know about and the things that, people, you know, release information about. There's so much more that's going on that, you know, how it's impacting families. And, you know, there is such a big disconnect with really the, you know, the powers to be and what's going on in this nation. And, but of course, you know, the powers to be never get, they never get affected by what's going on. It's, you know, because they really don't care about you.
Well, how
they
many
don't care about this
you...
nation?
Well, of course
they care
not.
About them. They care about them.
And how many people do you think in office today, we'll say congressmen and senators and others, how many do you think the Melody could even begin to understand what we're going through financially as common people?
I think they understand, but I don't think they care.
Well, what I mean is, do you think that they understand what it's like to not have enough money to buy a loaf of bread? I mean, they've been there themselves or are there themselves?
No, none of them has been there before. No.
They can't understand that. They can't understand a mom and dad trying to scrape around enough money to get a pack of diapers. They've never been there. I mean, so these are things that how do they relate to us and understand what we're going through if they've never been there? That's why when I was in the military, the best officers were not the ones who went directly to a military school, officer school. They were the ones who come up through the ranks. But they knew what it was like to be a airman or a private, to work his way up to whatever. They knew what it was like to be at the bottom and work your way up. People who moved right into the top and never had to experience these things never appreciate the difficulties of other people that, we'll say, are lower class than them, in economically speaking. Any comments to that?
No, sir.
Gosh. Am I making some sense today?
You make sense every day.
Well, bless you. Folks, y'all heard that. Mark it down. Farad, now, folks, this is coming to this. This is coming. This is soon going to be here. We've been telling you this for a long time. Once they get your money into the digital currencies, if you don't follow the rules, you will not get your money. You won't get your digits. Now, we knew this was coming, and it's going to get much worse. Farage tells Breitbart, we are on the verge of banks running word checks, I said word checks, on customers' social media. Now, this is for real. What do you think you want to do with cash? Banks are working with credit agencies to roll out word checks of social media accounts to assess how worthy of banking facilities members of the public are. Brexit's Nigel Farage tells Breitbart as his new freedom of speech campaign gains momentum. Having a bank account is essential to exist in the modern Western world, and yet moves to further debank the public if they hold views that don't align with the prevailing elite view are developing. Brexit leader turned anti-woke capitalist badger Nigel Farage told Breitbart, Far from merely being institutions which serve as an important role in society by taking deposits, then making loans, and making some profit by doing so, banks have now become highly politically active, Mr. Friars warned. This is a campaign he has taken up to increasing effect in the United Kingdom after he was debanked for not aligning with the bank's newfound left-wing values. Now you're beginning to wonder, Melody, understand even more how the mark of the beast is going to work, can't you?
You certainly can.
Folks, this is not rocket science. They're saying this. I'm not saying this. The banks are the ones doing this. I didn't make this up. You cross the line, you don't get a Social Security check, you don't get a paycheck. You don't get a paycheck, you get a digit. This is not going to end well. I promise you. I read the book. We've allowed ourselves to be backed right into a corner, and there's no way out now. And we're not going to change it. You can vote for who you want to come 2024. It's not going to be changed.
But we're changing into our break. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And I just saw this article pop up, Butch. U.S. suicides hit an all-time high last year.
Oh, my.
About almost 50,000 people took their own lives last year in the U.S., the highest number ever. This is just government data that was posted today. And who knows? I mean, that depends on how they record them and so forth. That number could be much, much higher. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which posted the numbers, has not yet calculated a suicide rate for the year. But available data shows suicides are more common in the U.S. than at any time since the dawn of World War II.
Wow.
And, you know, I know a lady that... she lives close by. She's a friend of a friend, and her granddaughter just committed suicide the first part of July. 16, just a beautiful, beautiful girl. And they found out that she had been planning it, and it was planned down to the T. And you know what? I blame social media for it. I blame, you know, a lot of these games and California, Hollywood. It's just, that number.
Did she say why she did it?
No, I didn't ask it. She had just gone to the funeral, so I was a little more, she was just sharing what she could at that point in time. So I did want to go into, asking and so forth. But suicide teens, I can't even imagine. I don't think they have that broken out in this article. I just saw the headline, so I didn't have a chance to. Suicides in adults ages 25 to 44% grew about 1%. I don't think they have here about teens. But anyway, so sad.
It is sad. It is sad.
Well, actually, here it says there was a more than an 8% drop in suicides in people ages 10 to 24 in 2022. That may be due to increased attention to youth mental issues and a push for schools and other things. Well, who knows with the pandemic and so forth. But, adults, children, it's a sad, sad number that the United States has to be recognized for that,
And the military is bad also. The military suicide is really bad. You brought to mind a verse of scripture I'm going to read real quickly here to maybe give an answer to why this is happening in the United States. It's in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. I think it pretty well sums it up. I really do. Anyway, we'll move on.
Sure.
You mentioned this yesterday. I wanted to hit it real quickly here. European natural gas prices explode 40% higher. In a stunning move reminiscent of the first few months of Putin's invasion of Ukraine, European natural gas prices exploded a stunning 40% higher today. Oil and local coal prices are also rising as the possibility of worker strikes at some LNG plants in Australia threatens global supply. Threatens global supply. Folks, we're all connected here. Remember that. As Bloomberg reports, workers at Chevron Corporation and Woodside Energy Group Limited facilities in Australia voted to strike, which has the potential to affect liquefied natural gas exports from the country, tightening the global market for the fuel. The exact timing of the industrial action, if it goes ahead, was immediately clear. Asian buyers are likely to bid up LNG imports to replace Australian volumes if there are disruptions, which could affect Europe as well, says Nick Campbell, a director of the consulting Inspired PLC. LNG has become a base low supply in European gas supply mix. Therefore, any signs this flow is at risk leads to support in price. 40%. That's a huge increase. I mean, that's got to hurt private families and businesses also. You agree, Melody?
Certainly. I agree. Absolutely.
And to show you that nations around the world, not just the U.S., is in chaos. Candidate in Ecuador's presidential election, Fernando Villavicencio, was shot dead.
A candidate
in Ecuador's forthcoming presidential election who campaigned against corruption and gangs had been shot dead in a campaign rally. Fernando Villavicencio, a member of the country's National Assembly, was attacked as he left the event in the capital, Quito, on Wednesday. He was one of the few candidates to allege link between organized crime and government officials in Ecuador. Maybe that's why he's dead. A criminal gang called Los Lobos, which means the wolves, has claimed responsibility. Los Lobos is the second largest gang in Ecuador with some 8,000 members, many of whom are behind bars. And because of that, Ecuador declared a state of emergency after presidential candidate is killed. Ecuador's President Guillermo Lasso said he would send soldiers into the streets after government killed a presidential hopeful in a country hit hard by drug-fueled violence. The 60-day state of emergency will take force as several other candidates suspended their campaigns following Wednesday's killing of Fernando Villavicencio, the first time a presidential hopeful had been assassinated in the country's history. Lasso, on Thursday, also declared 3 days of national mourning and said the August 20th election will go forward as planned. We aren't going to hand over power and the democratic institutions to organize crime, said Lasso in the television comments. The elections aren't going to be suspended. We're not the only country facing unrest. Not by any means. The whole world is going insane. And the same answer I just read to you out of Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36, the same answer there. When the countries and the world forget God, folks, they love death. Chaos always ensues. If the laws of God are not enforced and lived by, and put, and I don't mean necessarily we have to enforce them, but if they aren't instilled in people's heart in general, that they don't need to be enforced or done because we want to, a nation cannot remain free or prosperous. Without the morals of the laws of God in our hearts, we have nothing left to build on. Utter chaos ensues. I think that's big, pretty much America. What do you think, Melody?
It certainly is, doesn't it?
It's pretty clear in my mind.
Yes, it is.
And guess what? Are you ready to fork over more money? Because Biden needs it. Well, actually, Ukraine
okay,
needs it.
Okay, let's
do it. Just
pass
just
the hat. Let's pass the hat.
Send the check. That's Biden right. To ask for another $25 billion Ukraine aid. My gosh. Well, reports found Biden is expected to unveil a Ukraine aid package request of $25 billion, which would include $13 billion in military assistance and $12 billion for the disaster relief. This aid request would set up a battle between many Republicans that are increasingly skeptical about providing aid and defense hawks who wish to continue funding Ukraine simply in this conflict with Russia. The supplement aid package would also allow for defense hawks to go around the defense budget caps as stipulated by the debt ceiling deal struck between Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Biden. Why not? Let's just go ahead and do it. Send them another 25. Send them a tree and get done with. They need more rocks for the bean shooters. Gee. And, Melody, you would think that after all this and all the sanctions and all these problems and the war on the border, that Russia might be suffering some economically. You'd think that, wouldn't you?
You'd think, but, you know,
They're not. Russia becomes Europe's biggest economy. The country's GDP in PPP terms is outperforming that of Germany, according to World Economics. Russia was among the world's five largest economies and the largest in Europe in terms of purchasing power, PPP, as of the end of 2022, despite Western sanctions, the latest World Economic Report has revealed. According to estimates based on official country data, published by the World Bank and the IMF, Russia's gross domestic product was $5.51 trillion and in PPP, which means purchasing power parity, at the end of last year. The figure is 38% larger than the official estimate of $3.993 trillion. It also showed that the Russian economy was ahead of Germany's when measured in purchasing power parity, with the latter of GDP at $5 trillion. China topped the list as the world's biggest economy, $31 trillion, followed by the U.S., India, and Japan. The top 10 also included Indonesia, Brazil, and Turkey. But Russia had moved this way to the top of the economy in Europe, even with all the sanctions and war doorstep, Russia is still prospering. Golly. Melody?
I don't know, with all the criminality and everything, you know, who knows how many of that money that we're sending Ukraine is going, I don't know. I'm just being a little ornery there, but yeah, well, it is amazing, isn't it?
You don't know. Western allies, go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just confirming. Go ahead.
And by the way, you might want to give it your phone number once in a while, too. Let everybody know you listen to Financial Survival. You may well let them know that. Give us a phone number, somebody know who they're talking to here. We're covering a lot of news. It's important. And folks, we do this because I want you to see what the world's going into. And you can't depend on other people to take care of you, especially the government. If they do, it's going to come with hooks and chains attached. Prepare yourself personally for you and your family's sake for what's coming in the future in this world. It may not take you through forever, but it may help you sustain through the hard times to get to better places. Only God knows that. But that's why Melody's here, to do her best to help you get prepared for this. And Melody, that, I mean that when I say that about you. You're really here trying to help.
Really people are really helping themselves if they're purchasing gold and silver.
Sure.
And yes, we are here to help them do that. And, you know, we don't, you know, the last things I want to tell people is, hey, we're here, I'm here to help, you know, because it just is reminiscent of government saying that and so forth. But we really are. I don't tell you what to do. I give you information so you can make decisions on your own. I can help guide you. I can answer your questions. And if you answer the questions, then you buy what you believe is suitable for you. And that's how you should buy all of your gold and silver, whether you buy it from us or whether you buy it from someone else. Don't tell somebody, says this is what you need to do. This is what you have to buy. This is what you need. No, 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 you don't. Learn it. Understand it. Because it's not going to do you any good if you don't understand it either. You know, there's no point in just buying it and so forth. Know it. Understand what money is and how it's going to help and how you're going to use it. And ask questions. So 800-375-4188, Butch.
Okay. We've got time, I think, one more story here. Western allies receive increasingly sobering updates on Ukraine's counteroffensive. This is the most difficult time of war. Weeks into Ukraine's highly anticipated counteroffensive, Western officials describe increasingly sobering assessments about Ukrainian forces' ability to retake significant territory, forcing U.S. and Western officials briefed on this, latest intelligence told CNN. They're still going to see for the next couple of weeks if there is a chance of making some progress. But for them to really make progress, that would change the balance of the conflict. I think this is extremely highly unlikely, a senior Western diplomat told CNN. Our briefings are sobering. We're reminded of the challenges they face, said Representative Mike Quigley, an Illinois Democrat, who recently returned from meetings in Europe with U.S. commanders training Ukrainian armed forces. This is the most difficult time of the war. The primary challenge for the Ukrainian forces is the continued difficulty of breaking through Russia's multi-layered defensive lines in the eastern and southern parts of the country, which are marked by tens of thousands of mines and vast networks of trenches. Ukrainian forces have incurred staggering losses there, leading Ukrainian commanders to hold back some units to regroup and reduce casualties. So why aren't you seeking peace in both directions? They're not going to beat Russia, folks. I don't care how much we give them, they can't beat Russia. And if we get involved, all hell's going to break loose. So we need to back up and look again at that. Melody, we're in that time.
Unfortunately, we're already involved. You know,
we are involved.
And that's the sad thing is, and they're just going to keep, because there isn't anybody in D.C. that has a spine that says, you know what, maybe we shouldn't just go ahead and give them another billions of dollars. Let's take a look at this and, hey, where's this money going to? And what's it been? Where are their voices?
And who's going to keep providing cannon fodder?
Yeah. So it truly is... you know, so they'll give them the money, and you know, but you're right, this war is not going to end. It's going to go forever, or it's going to end in disaster. So we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I would not.